Okay, let us begin our discussion of the Sefer HaMitzvos. Baruch Hashem, it's a new series. Thank the OU.org for the encouragement and the idea of having such a series that we can learn together all the Sefer HaMitzvos, all 613, a mitzvah a day. And Bezrat Hashem, it'll take us through all areas of Torah as we will as we'll see throughout the days, weeks, months, and hopefully just a couple of years to be able to finish all of the mitzvahs. Today will be just an introductory shiur related to Sefer HaMitzvahs in general, a short little shiur, and then Beis Hashem tomorrow we'll be discussing mitzvah number one, the mitzvah peruvu, as we'll see. The Gemara in Makkos tells us on Daf Chav Gimel, Amud Beis, the source for everything that we're going to be doing. Darash Rav Simlai, the Gemara says, second to last Daf in Makkos, Sheish Meo Shlosh Esrei Mitzvahs Nemar Lo Moshe. There were 613 mitzvahs. 613. That is a number that goes all the way back to the Gemara. 613 mitzvahs. I'm sorry. 365 los asays, which are the parallel to the days of the year. Easy way to remember them. 365. 248 mitzvahs asay. Keneged evarav shel adam. Keneged the limbs of a person. We'll get back to that. Amar Rav Hamnuna Maikra, where's the source? How do you know there are 613? Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlau, one of the great achronim from 100 years ago, pointed out there's a machlokes about almost everything in Yadus. Right? Whenever we don't know an answer to something, machlokes. That's always a good guess. This is one agadata at the end of Maseches Makkos that had mazel. Nobody argues. Everybody agrees with 613 mitzvahs. What's the source? So the Gemara says, the Remez is even in the Pasuk. Maikra, what is the source? So the Gemara says, as many know, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Mora Shaki Yilas Yaakov, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Torah is Gematria 611. 611 mitzvahs we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, two were heard straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, Anochi and Lo Yilecha, Elohim Acherim, the first two, right, the Medrash says, we were all scared, we said, Moshe, you give us the rest. So Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Moshe gave us 611, with two straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah v'gematria shis me'ah v'chad srehavi, Anochi v'lo yilecha mipiyag v'roshmanum. So the source of all the concept of having a list of mitzvos is in the Gemara. But just the fact that the Gemara has to say that must mean that it's something important. Now the Gemara could have just said, you do all the mitzvahs, just do everything that's in the Shulchan Aruch. Do all the halachas. The fact that the Gemara specifies the number, and not just the number altogether, specifies 365 los asays, 248 asays, it must be there's a significance to that knowledge itself. And to knowing the 613, and the 248, and the 365. The Smag, which we'll get back to also a little later, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's one of the Rishonim who wrote the Sefer, one of his own book of Sefer HaMitzvahs, Sefer HaMitzvahs Gadol, or Moshe Mikutzi, writes it in his Hagdama to his Asays. The Yesh Mehamon Ha'am, there are many out there. Sha'omrin, Malanu LeMitzvah Seder Kadshim, Kal V'Chomer LeMitzvah Seder Zroim. The Smag did not live in Eretz Yisrael. Ula Mitzvah Seder Taris. L'dvarim she'enogim is manazeh. Why do we have to crack our brains, work so hard to know Kachim, to know Zvachim Menachis, to know Taris? Why do we have to know so all that? It's not L'maisa. Whenever we get up to one of those Gemaras, let's skip. Let's get to one of the L'maisa Gemaras. So many says, the Hamonam says that. Right, Bez Hashem, in a couple of weeks, very shortly, a couple of weeks, the Daf Yomi, thousands and thousands of Jews are going to start learning Seder Kachim, Zvachim Menachos. We'll talk about it then, about the Talmid Daf Yomi, the importance of learning Kachim, and the Chafetz Chaim's encouragement of learning Kachim. But says the Smag here in his Akdama, there are many that turn off when it comes to a Gemara that's not Lamaisa, or a topic that's not Lamaisa. Al Yomar Adam Kane, says the Smag, it can't be. Ki ha-mitzvos asher tziva adon ha-olam, the mitzvos that Hashem commanded, yesh leida yisodo seyem, af api sheinim tzrichamata. We have to become familiar with every mitzvah out there. Ki al kol ha-mitzvos nitztavinu v'limadetem osam. Because by all the mitzvahs we are told, learn them. Vin ne'emar, and it also says in the end of Dvarim, Shamaris kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzav eschem. Guard the mitzvos. Ushmartem mitzvos ayva asisem osam. What do you mean guard the mitzvahs? Says the Smag, there are two different ideas. There's shmiras ha-mitzvos and asiyas ha-mitzvos. Ha-lamadta sha-ha-shmira va-ha-asiyah shnei dvarim heim ki ein shmira ela b'lev. Shmira means in our heart. Shmira means we know about the mitzvos. That's what is required of us. related to the mitzvahs of Hashem, not just doing them, but knowing them. And knowing them means it doesn't matter what mitzvah it means, what mitzvah, whether it's l'maisa or not l'maisa. The Chavetz Chaim says l'maisa, there are very few mitzvahs b'zman hazeh. 271 in the Chavetz Chaim's list. I saw this, the Chinuch himself in his Akdama writes a little more, writes in the 300s. But it doesn't matter, we have to go through exactly what's l'maisa, what's not l'maisa, but there's shmira and asiya related to all the mitzvos, and therefore it's our job, no matter what, to go through the mitzvos and become familiar with the mitzvos. Rav Shechter quotes a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer points out that, as we're going to learn, the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, which is one of the more well-known Sefer HaMitzvos, was written as an introduction to Mishneh Torah, to his main magnum opus, his halachic work. Sefer HaMitzvos was written as Akdama, but over the course of the years, it became separated. Right now, there's a separate Sefer HaMitzvos printed and a separate Mishneh Torah printed. But the Chassam Sofer bemoaned the fact that nobody ever learned Sefer HaMitzvos. We all learn the Mishneh Torah. Maybe we look in the Pirush Mishnayos because it's in the back of the Gemara. The Mor Nevuchim only for the Yechidei Skula. But Sefer HaMitzvos? The Rambam wrote that as an introduction to Mishneh Torah. Obviously, he felt that it is something that should be studied, and the Chassam Sofer urged us to study it. So why is it so important? Why is it important to go through the Sefer HaMitzvahs one by one to know every mitzvah? Let's just do Gemara. Let's do it, which obviously is wonderful. We have to do Gemara. But what added element is there about studying every mitzvah and going through it? So a couple of points. I have three ideas before we get to our specific limud. Number one, learning all of the mitzvahs together and only in that way will give us an entire complete picture of the Dvar Hashem. Learning about every single mitzvah. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin has a lashon, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad Hu. Not getting into the context, but it says the entire Torah is one inyan. One topic. All the Torah is connected. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh brings this point home. I mentioned this in a shir a couple of weeks ago. On a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. The pasuk says, Kol HaMitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Teshbrun Lasos. All the mitzvah that I'm commanding you, you shall do. Rashi already points out, all the mitzvah that I'm commanding you to do, Kol HaMitzvos, all the mitzvos that I'm commanding you to do. Why it's the singular? All the mitzvah. It's not one mitzvah. So Rashi says, oh, maybe it says mitzvah because it's a remez that you have to finish what you start. Ein HaMitzvah Nikra El Al Misha Gomra. The mitzvah is only called by if you finish the job. That's Kol HaMitzvah, the entire mitzvah one has to do. But the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has a different shot. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh right there on the Pasuk in Ekev, Perek Zayin, Perek Ches Pasuk Aleph. Ches Aleph, you never looked up this Aruch Chaim, it's worthwhile. Says the Aruch Chaim, Ochein Heino Ish Moshe Hiskil Belibos Bnei Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was a wise man, obviously. Ki Ruach Echad Yiftam, and he knew there was a certain type of hashkafa that sometimes we have that is pernicious, that is dangerous for our spiritual raising of ourselves. V'hu sulam lahamid b'avodas Hashem, and it'll take us down the ladder. V'latzis b'derech hachayim. What is that attitude? What is that hashkafa? Ki ba'asos ha'adam mitzvahs Hashem beis o gimel. Sometimes we start doing the mitzvahs and we get into a rhythm and we're good and we feel good about ourselves, which is fine. We have to have self-confidence. We have to feel good about ourselves. Gadlus ha'adam. V'uma gamim yachziku ba'achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem b'tmidus u'b'zrizus. And we feel good, and we're doing a bezrizus. Yivaleid bahem holada ra'ah. You know what will come out of it? The more we do, sometimes we could get to the feeling of hasameach b'chelki. Look at me. Look what I've accomplished. Look how many I do. Look what he does. Look what I do. And sometimes the more we do, instead of inspiring us to do more, says the Aruch Chaim, it has the opposite effect. Look what I've done. Come on. Look what how much I've done. Obviously, we have to feel good again. But says the Aruch Chaim, sometimes we look and we get lost and we feel that we've reached a plateau. We've reached where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. Says the Aruch Chaim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kol HaMitzvah. It's a package deal. It's all a unit. Kol HaMitzvah, the entire mitzvah. Every single mitzvah is part of the unit. And he continues and says, with this, if this is the message, I understand the continuation of the pasuk. Kol haMitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, all the mitzvah you shall do, Tishmeron La'asos L'man Tichyun Ravisem, so that you live. So that you live? What do you mean that you live? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh quotes a Zohar, which we're going to see in two other contexts in a minute. The Zohar tells us that every asei that we have, Ki ba'adam yesh ramach evarim v'shas agidim. In every man there are 248 limbs and 365 sinews. Every asay that we do is keneged one of our 248 limbs. It gives life to that limb. Every losa asay that we don't do gives life to that sinew. Imagine, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, somebody comes to the doctor and says, my left foot is killing me. I can't move it. So what does the doctor say? Oh, your right foot's fine. What's the matter? So your left foot hurts. Your right foot's fine. My pinky, I can't. It's broken. You have 9 good fingers. What's the problem? What's the... You have shasad. What do you need shasad for? It's good enough. Ramaz. Says the Aruch Chaim, what do? We throw the... We fire the doctor. What a crazy doctor. But this hurts. What do you mean the rest is okay? Says the Aruch Chaim, it's the same thing in the spiritual world. If we're lacking in a certain mitzvah, if we're lacking in one little area, so it doesn't matter that there are 612 other ones. It's kol ha-mitzvah. That will give us ultimate life. L'man tichyun revisem. That ultimate life is by filling the package. We don't want to even lose one idea. This one mitzvah. This same source of Ramach and Shasa being parallel to the limbs and the sinews is quoted both by a source earlier than the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh and by one later than the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Later than the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah quotes this in his Hakdama to Chelek Gimel. Mishneh Berurah has 2 Hakdamas. He has one to all of the Mishneh Berurah, beginning of Chelek Aleph, and then he has one to Hilchos Shabbos. He feels Hilchos Shabbos is so important, I have to write a separate Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos. So in that Hakdama, the beginning of Chelek Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah writes, "V'gam tzorach ladas haramach mitzvah shebatorah reshita l'Hashem yisbarach ala adam l'zachum l'shamram hu neged ramach ivarim sheba adam." The same thing. The 248 mitzvahs asay are keneged the limbs. V'chi hechi debei varim, and the 365 are keneged the sinews. The Mishneh Berurah quotes this because he's trying to emphasize that every mitzvah is part of the body, but there are some that are life-giving, and you can't live without them. A heart. You can't live without a heart. You can't live without lungs. You can't live without a brain. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Shabbos. Other mitzvahs that he says. We need everyone to be the perfect person, which we all want to be. We want to be perfectly healthy, physically and spiritually. But says the Mishneh Berurah, using that same one, Shabbos is what defines a Jew. When we ask somebody, oh, they shomer Shabbos? We don't say, oh, they shomer Shatnez? That's Shatnez is a mitzvah that we're going to talk about, but that's not usually defining of a person. Right? Shomer Shatnez. Shomer Makeh. Oh, you didn't put a Makeh? That means it's not from, quote unquote. But again, that's the Mishneh Berurah's usage of that chazal, of the Zohar, number one. And then we have a source earlier than the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and that's none other than the Rambam. The Rambam himself, in his Hakdama to Sefer HaMitzvahs, his Hakdama, the Rambam quotes this in a little different version. Beautiful version. V'amru kein b'medrash, ki heyos mitzvahs asei mispar ha'ivarim, klomar, kol eiver ve'eiver omer lo asei bi mitzvah. It's as if our limbs are calling out to us, says the Rambam, the rationalist. It's as if every finger is calling out, do my mitzvah! Do my mitzvah! Give me life! The Hayos mitzvahs losa say mispras yimei ashana. The 365 is connected to the days of the year. Klomar, kol yom v'yom omer lola adam, al ta'ase bi'aveira. Every day is telling us, don't do it. Don't do the aveira. Don't do the aveira. Every one of the 365s. That's the 248 and the 365. It's all a package deal, and it's all a unit. So, first idea why it's important to learn the Sefer HaMitzvahs is because it gives us a large, perfect, whole, complete picture of the Dvar Hashem. Number two, a second idea. The Gemara says in Menachos, the last daf in Menachos, right before the last Mishnah, an idea that we all know from Maseches Megillah as well, but I'll quote it from here. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mai dechziv zos Torahs haChatas v'zos Torahs haAsham. Why does it say this is the Torah of the Chatas? This is the Torah of the Asham. Just tell me, this is Chatas, this is Asham. Kol ha'osek b'toras chatas ki'ilu hikriv chatas. The kol ha'osek b'toras ha'asham ki'ilu hikriv asham. Number two says the Gemara. Second reason is that dafka because there are mitzvahs that we cannot fulfill, it is even more important to us for us to learn about those mitzvahs. Because as the Gemara says, if you can't fulfill a mitzvah, if we learn about it, it's at least a partial fulfillment. My oldest son, Baruch Hashem, wonderful, was born healthy. He was born cesarean. So he lost out on the Pidyon HaBen. We're all Yisraelim. It was going, what? No, we lost out on the Pidyon HaBen. So, Baruch Hashem, I will never be able to do the Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. So I have to learn about the Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. That's how I fulfill the Mitzvah. right? The firstborn, Pidyon HaBen. We're going to talk about the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, Bez Hashem, in a couple of months, maybe next year sometime, Parshas Korach. But that is, you have to learn about it. The Shlach HaKadosh says this, that there are so many mitzvahs that we can't do today. Says the Shlach, Ein lecha adam she'eh shalem, shekama mitzvahs. He says that not only some of them are not lamaisa, but you know what? Some of them don't apply to me. I will never eat truma, because I'm not a Kohen. Right? Some mitzvahs just don't apply. Men, women, kanim, levim. There are so many different mitzvahs. V'tishloshes derak osan ha-mitzvahs she'ef shalo lasos chayev lasosan. Aval ha-mitzvah she'ef shalo lasos oshu mitzvahs kohanim o ba'aretz v'chadome oz bezesha osik b'mitzvoseha. At least there's a partial kiyum. So all the mitzvahs that we can't do today, bedafka, those are the ones that we have to appreciate and we have to try to learn. We have to try to learn about. I've quoted in the past the beautiful thought of the Meshech Chachma in this context as well. The Meshech Chachma writes, I quoted this last year in Parshas Mishpatim, I think. There are two psukim in the Torah, one in Parshas Yisrael, one in Parshas Mishpatim. The famous pasuk of Nasa v'Nishma, Klal Yisrael, we'll do and we'll listen. We can look all through Parshas Yisrael, the Parshas of Kabbalah Torah, it's not there. Nasa v'Nishma is in Mishpatim, at the end of Mishpatim, Perach of Dalet. If you look in Yisrael, there's a similar pasuk, but in Yisrael say Nasa. They don't say Nishma, they say Nasa. Ask the Meshech Chachma, why does one pasuk say Nasa and one pasuk say Nasa v'Nishma? Question one. This is also a back pocket Dvar Torah. If you ever have to give a Dvar Torah any Shabbos of the year, this is it, because it's about Kabbalah Satorah. We keep Torah every day of the year, so right here. Back pocket Dvar Torah. Why does one pasuk say Nasa, one pasuk say Nasa v'Nishma? Number two, the pasuk that says Nasa has the word Yachtav with it. All Bnei Yisrael say Yachtav, Nasa. The pasuk in Mishpatim does not have Yachtav together, but it says Nasa v'Nishma. Says the Meshech Chachma, exactly our idea. It is impossible for any one Jew to fulfill the entire Torah. It's impossible. Right. Men, women, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Am I a king? There are mitzvahs that are only on a king. Am I part of the Bezdin? Right? So some mitzvahs I can't do. Says the Meshech Chachma, there are two ways that we can do all the mitzvahs. One way is, if you do what you're supposed to do, and I do what I'm supposed to do, and everybody does what they're supposed to do respectively, then Klal Yisrael as a whole will have done all the mitzvahs. That's the pasuk in Yisrael. Yachtav, everybody together, Nasa. They'll be done. Mishpatim, there's a second way for us to fulfill all the mitzvahs. If we do the mitzvahs that we can do, and we learn about the mitzvahs that we can't do. Of course, we have to learn about the mitzvahs that we can do also. But that's Nasa and Nishma. We'll hear, we'll learn about it, we'll study them. And that you don't need Yachtav, because that we can each do ourselves. Nasa v'nishma without the yachta. That's a mishpatim. And that's the second purpose of, and why is so chashiv for this limud. Again, number one, an entire unit. Number two, it's about the learning them, and those that we can't do, and even those that we can't do, the extra Talmud Torah. And finally, the third idea is that studying mitzvos from the vantage point of Sefer HaMitzvos gives us, I think, a unique and deeper appreciation of the mitzvot, something that we don't get if we're just learning Shulchan Aruch. Something that we don't get if we just learn even through Shas, even through the Gemara. There are certain questions that we could deal with that help us appreciate the mitzvahs that maybe wouldn't come up if we're just learning the Gemara straight. How many mitzvahs are tefillin? We put tefillin on every day. Forget the halachas. How many mitzvahs? Two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? Tefillin Sheyad, tefillin Shalrosh. Are they ma'akiv each other? What about Tchelis V'Lavan? Right, two aspects of tzitzis. Are they like tefillin? Are they not like tefillin? Right, how many mitzvahs are there to build? I'm just giving examples here. How many mitzvahs are there to build the Beis HaMikdash? You go through the halachas, you have to build the Beis HaMikdash. Is it one big mitzvah to do everything? Are there any details that are counted separately? Again, those would give us an appreciation. Right, what about the kelim? What about the begadim? What if you have something that's a matir? A shechita, matirs me, allows me to eat. Is a matir counted a mitzvah? Is it now not counted as a mitzvah? What about if you have a process? You have gerus. You have a lot of things in gerus. Chalitza, the removing of the shoe and the spitting. Is it all different mitzvahs? Is it one mitzvah? Is it a package deal? All of these questions and their answers could give us unique insights and appreciation into the mitzvahs themselves. Is something a chovas yachid, a chovas rabim, a chovas melech, a chovas bezdin? All different categories of mitzvahs. But as we look through it, through the eyes of the Moni HaMitzvos, we could gain a deeper appreciation into these mitzvahs. Okay, that's part one. Just part two, quickly, another couple of minutes, and then we will stop. The Rishonim spent an inordinate amount of time on Sefer HaMitzvos. You know, one might say, what's the point? There's no Lamaisa difference. So who cares which are the 613 and which are not the 613? Whatever the answer to that question is, and maybe it was the three that we just said, many, many Rishonim wrote Sefer HaMitzvos. The Bahag seemed to be one of the earliest ones, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, not 100% clear who the author was, many say Rabbi Yehuda Igon, some say others. The Bahag was one of the earliest ones, and then comes the ones that are more well known. The Rambam has his 613 that was really written as an art, as a reaction to the Bahag. The Ramban then comes along and argues with the Rambam many times as a reaction to the Rambam. He has his list where he adds and subtracts from the Rambam the Yireim, the Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, the Smak. Various Rishonim wrote Sefer HaMitzvos. The one that we are going to study, Al Seder, according to his Seder, is the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, which follows, he writes in his Hakdama, that he looked at the Rambam and the Ramban and the Bahag and the Rif, all of the Rishonim, before he wrote his. But we will be focusing on the Chinuch, and that's when we will branch out from there to discuss various aspects of mitzvahs. Some lumdis, hopefully, will I be able to do, some halacha lemaisa, some hashkafa, right? All aspects that we could squeeze into about 20 minutes a day for the mitzvahs. Why the Sefer HaChinuch, specifically? And why is it the most popular of the Sefer HaMitzvahs to study? So there are some obvious reasons. Number one, it's organized Al Seder HaParsha. Right? Unlike all the other Sefer HaMitzvahs, which are different orders, the Rambam's order is very unclear. The Rambam has clusters and groups of mitzvahs, but there have been doctoral theses trying to figure out why the Rambam's order is such. Right? It's not clear. He starts off with Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and he starts off with the big ones. But there are some big ones later on too. So it's not 100% clear, but the Sefer HaChinuch goes Al Seder HaParsha. He writes in his Hakdama that he wrote it for his son. His son got together with his friends on every Friday night, and he didn't want them to schmooze and just hang out the whole night, so he wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, so that after they do the Parsha, they'll study the mitzvahs of the Parsha. That's why he says he wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. Right? Halavai, we should leave it something like this to our children, right? To be able to study. That's what he writes. So he throws in, he put it Al Seder HaParsha in order to be able to for his son to study it. Number two, it has beautiful, straight, clear language. Beautiful Hebrew, and that's why Gaon is most popular. Number two. Number three, which makes it unique, is that he has hashkafa as well. He gives ta'ameh ha-mitzvos. Every mitzvah, he defines the mitzvah. He gives misharshi ha-mitzvah, the roots of the mitzvah, which is hashkafa. Ta'amim, which he himself says, I'm not saying these reasons because I know for sure 100% that these are the reasons for the mitzvah, but it inspires us. It makes it a little, right, time is reason, but time is also taste. If we have a reason for something, it's tastier for us. It's easier for us to do it whenever we understand something. So he says, I'm writing this for my son. I'm writing this to give a little more time, but not that I know for sure this is the MS. But because Hashkafa, that's also what makes it a very popular, number three. And finally, number four is because there is the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch itself is the commentary of the 1800s of Babad on the Sefer HaChinuch. He asks the questions that nobody else asks. He brings the sugyas onto the Sefer HaChinuch like nobody else did. They say that Rav Soloveitchik, when he was a young boy, when his parents used to think he was sleeping at night, he used to be reading under his covers. What was he reading? He wasn't reading Harry Potter, right? He was reading Minchas Chinuch. See, that was one of his favorite svarim. He had it when his parents thought he was sleeping, he was reading Minchas Chinuch. But it's one of the most amazing works of the Achronim. But he uses the Sefer HaChinuch as a springboard, so that itself is something valuable. Who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch? That is not 100% clear, which is an amazing, is anonymously. He writes in his Akdama, he calls himself from Ish Yehudi Mi Beis Levi Bartzaloni. That's all we have. That's all we have. So for many years, many Achronim, the Ramah, the Shach, Rabbi Kiva Eger, many great Achronim assumed that the Sefer HaChinuch was Rab Aaron Halevi, the Ra'ah, which was one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva, and that's what we assumed. But if you look in the Hakdama to Machon Yerushalayim, the Black Minchas Chinuch that came out, whenever it was, 20 years ago, it's pretty conclusive evidence that it was not the Ra'ah. Right, the Chida already said this in the 1800s, that he does not think it's the Ra'ah, because there are many contradictions between the Ra'ah elsewhere and the Sefer HaChinuch. So it seems we'll get to the Mitzvah Tuf, which is all the way, Mitzvah 400, Mitzvah of Nachlus, it's Mefurish. It's Mefurish that there is a major Stiros, major, he quotes 15 contradictions between the Ra'ah elsewhere and the Sefer HaChinuch. So it seems like not. It could be that it was the Ra'ah's brother, Rav Pinchas Halevi. Either way, we're not 100% sure who it was, but this is what we're going to be studying. Okay, so this is by way of introduction, an overview of Sefer HaMitzvos, and just one more thought to finish, and that is the Gemara says in Maseches Baba Kama on Daf Pei Beis, the Sefer HaChinuch himself quotes this Gemara in his Akdama. The Gemara says, it's a thought I like to mention in other contexts, that Bnei Yisrael were thirsty. When they came to Mara after Kriyas Yamsuf, they were thirsty. They didn't find water. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the bitter tree, throws it into the bitter waters, and gives them water. And the Chazal Darshan from there, Ein Mayim El Torah, water is really Torah. They were thirsty for Torah. And because they were thirsty for Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu even then enacted that Bnei Yisrael cannot go 3 days without Torah. That's why we have laning every 3 days. Monday, Thursday, Moshe Rabbeinu enacted Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. There are many times there's less than 3 days. But we cannot go, Klal Yisrael cannot go 3 days without learning. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. That's why I'm writing this book. Because I want everybody to be able to learn every single day of their lives. That's Monday, Thursday, Monday. Rav Soloveitchik, though, had an amazing ha'ara on this Gemara. And that is, this Gemara, this story, they were thirsty for water, they were thirsty for Torah. They didn't get the Torah yet. It's right after Kriyas Yamsuf. Unbelievable question. What were they thirsty for? They didn't get the Torah yet. It was between Kriyas Yamsuf and Maamar Sinai. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the thirst that they had for Torah, and the thirst that every Jew has for Torah, is not based on our obligation to learn Torah. It's based on our innate connection, our pinta l'yid, that connects to the Torah. That's implanted in us, in utero, from the Malach that learns with us, as the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida, every Jew has that connection to Torah. And that's what they were thirsty for. That's why they were thirsty. So Baruch Hashem, we have another venue. Again, thank you to the OU.org and all of the administration of the OU for helping get this project off the ground. We have another venue of Talmud Torah. We have another venue to connect to our Pinta L'Yid, to fulfill our thirst, to quench our thirst. It should never be quenched. Oev Kesef L'Yisba Kesef, Oev Torah L'Yisba Torah. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to go mitzvah by mitzvah, day by day. And Be'ez Hashem, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through all the learning that we do, and appreciating every mitzvah as we go through them.